Hello and welcome to your Friday episode of Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. We hope you've been enjoying our new addition to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, where every other day during the offseason, we will start your morning with that day's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Friday, June 18th.
Yeah, listen, I mean, we were cautious with him, and he'll do anything. And so, you know, it's just a matter that we were smart, trying to be as smart as we possibly could with it. And his communication was great. He kept it open with us, and we checked with him to make sure and see how he was doing during practices. And not just the first day, but you want to check on third day too. So to see how he's doing. And he made it through. I think this was good for him. And then we'll just see how he feels once we get up to camp. But he sure got a lot of work done here, and he came out feeling pretty good.
Friday has come, and Chiefs mandatory minicamp is gone. The Chiefs wrapped up their three-day minicamp on Thursday, and now we've got a nice little break before the Chiefs dive into this year's training camp. Let's round up what you need to know. First things first, and that's, of course, the status of QB1. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid confirmed that quarterback Patrick Mahomes is trending in the direction of being a full go once camp gets underway. By the way, that's around the end of July. Mahomes is recovering from that turf toe surgery he had during the offseason. That was the injury he suffered in the divisional round game with the Cleveland Browns. When it was his turn at the virtual podium, Mahomes confirmed he doesn't expect to have any issues moving forward after that surgery.
No, I don't see any problems moving forward. Obviously, I want to continue with the rehab, continue to work on those things to strengthen it and do all that different type of stuff. But I feel like I had a good OTAs, a good mini camp. I was able to move around, scramble around, and do the things that I needed to do.
Mahomes added he plans on taking a few vacations before returning to his home state of Texas to continue rehabbing and working out. As for the rest of the Chiefs offense, we know the pecking order, right? It's Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce in some sort of 1A, 1B situation. But for the first time in a while, what we don't know is who is the next receiver in line. But if there's one silver lining here, it's that the Chiefs have options.
No, I mean, I think a lot of guys had a really good OTAs and a really good mini camp. I mean, McColl, D-Rob, Freak, Gary, Kemp, a lot of these guys, they really went out there and competed. They did a great job, and the young guys are coming in with Callaway and Powell, and they're learning how we practice and how we really get after it. And I feel like we have a good group of guys, and guys like Pringle and all these guys are practicing super hard. They're making plays at practice every single day, and I have the ultimate trust in them that no matter who's in the game, we're going to make some plays happen.
Yeah, so if you're keeping track at home, Mahomes named 8 receivers as options for them in 2021. If you're wondering, the Chiefs usually only keep 6 of them, so the battle ensues.
I mean, it's probably top of the list. You know, it's been everything I've asked for. And for me, I feel like I can play football anywhere. But when you develop certain relationships with certain people, you know, these people become a part of your life. And so, you know, Coach Spags, Coach Merrick, Coach Reed, Coach Rubin, our strength coach, all these men, you know, have been pouring into me. So I can't see me, you know, ever kind of walking away from that relationship. I've been through a lot in my life. And so for me, I think, you know, holding on to certain relationships, I think that kind of outweighs, you know, any monetary thing, any short feeling or emotion I may be, you know, dealing with in the moment.
Get it done, Chiefs. There's a pretty simple case to be made for Tyrann Mathieu as Kansas City's most valuable defender. As you just heard, Mathieu made it clear he'd like to find a way to stay a Chief for the near and distant future. Mathieu is set to become an unrestricted free agent after the 2021 season, and if you recall, he tweeted in May that he did not expect to get an extension in Kansas City. Well, with the way he spoke on Thursday, it's possible those discussions have since changed. I asked Mahomes about Mathieu's possible contract negotiations, and he was rather direct in his feelings on the matter.
Yeah, I mean, he's such a great leader on this team. And I mean, obviously a special football player. You want him to be here for the long run. And you can tell that Chiefs Kingdom really is behind him as the leader of that defense and a leader on this team. So I definitely want him to be here as long as he can and as long as I'm here.
Okay, so as long as Mahomes is here, let's check the contract. Right now, that would be until 2031, making Matthew almost 40. Wait, no. All right, no comment on how old I'm going to be at this point. Next story. Let's go to the next story.
I came in the league originally a DN. I was just, unfortunately, we had guys that excelled at that level when I came in as Justin Houston and D4. So, you know, I waited my time, and thank God. Finally happened for me.
It's been widely discussed all offseason about how the Chiefs would like to move star defensive lineman Chris Jones to the outside, especially after the addition of interior defender Jaron Reed. We know that Jones has wanted to play quarterback forever. I think he finally found a position that he's been able to convince the Chiefs coaching staff to give him. And you can tell how happy he is. He's thanking God. This is a blessing. Jones along the edge, 20 sacks.
Yeah, you know, I'm always hoping for sacks, man. Sacks, sacks, sacks. You can never have enough of sacks. The only thing that keeps giving, sacks and love. So more sacks and more love.
Jones's career high for those sacks that he loves was 15 and a half in 2018.
Listen, I really enjoyed my time with him here. So I appreciated the way he handled things and did his business, and he has some productive downs for us, and I'm pulling for him in the future. I mean, that's how I roll. I mean, people say things, they say things. So I move on, and I wish him the best, you know.
Come on, everybody. You knew how Reed was going to handle this Le'Veon Bell thing. After Bell said over the weekend that he'd rather retire than play for Big Red, Reed fired back with kindness and love and well wishes. As to be expected, Bell, meanwhile, is still without a job, which might be troubling for him as Andy Reid literally has a relationship with everybody in the NFL.
We've kept the guys as educated as we can with the different protocols. Also gave them the opportunity to look into whether they wanted to be vaccinated or not, the pluses to that, what the doctors are saying, the latest science is saying. And so if they had questions, all I asked was that they get them answered. With that, we've had a number of guys sign up. We're heading in the right direction there. You know, we're one of the top teams with vaccinations, and, you know, we'll keep rolling with it. But I think the education part of it ends up being important for a lot of guys, just to know where this thing's at and where it's going. So, and I like the policies that they put in. I mean, you know, there's some things that just have to be done to make it work. And I think the league's done that. So,
some final notes here. Fans are expected back at training camp this summer, but it does sound like it'll be a little bit different because of this coronavirus pandemic. You'll be able to watch the players, but there will be less autographs, a small price to pay to be able to view camp again. And as first reported by my personal friend, Nate Taylor of The Athletic, the Chiefs are signing what was a tryout receiver these 3 days of camp in Darius Shepherd. The Chiefs reportedly waived offensive lineman Martinez Rankin to make room for Shepherd. Shepherd hails from Kansas City, Missouri, and Blue Springs High School. And we thought David Cook, winner of American Idol 7, going to Blue Springs was cool. We'll see if Shepherd makes his roster. Okay, well, now you know why nobody has ever asked me to be on American Idol, and you also know the latest when it comes to your Kansas City Chiefs. That's it for the Arrowhead Drive on Friday, June 18th. Remember to both subscribe and tell the person who does your nails to subscribe to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, and please leave us a rating and a review. Coming up in just a few short hours, it's another episode of Show and BK. Last week, they asked where Frank Clark was. Well, he's arrived, guys, and as Clark has arrived, I gotta leave. It's the weekend. I'm Pete Sweeney. Catch me on Monday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.